and desserts and ice cream stuff, and sweets. They wouldn't do that for a penance.
And they did, this was customary for the whole 6 weeks of Lent. And when did this, at what day and time did this end, this meat, cutting out the meat and everything?
Holy, I just can't think what year that was. But you know, I think we got it first after Father Kurtz got here.
Where they became more lenient.
Yes.
Well, when they were still so strict, what was it, on Holy Saturday, or what day then could you start eating meat again?
On Holy Saturday, after 12, you could go back and eat like you always did, and Lent was over.
Then, what was the ceremony then on Good Friday? Can you tell me a little bit about Good Friday? About church or processions or anything like that?
Good Fridays is, you just went to church. They had it in the morning, church, and then in the afternoon, about 3 o'clock, and they had this where they'd read in the book, you know, about different things, and the priest would ask questions, and people would answer it in prayer, you know, like, and then that was till, well, I'd say, till way at night, and they had Jesus on the cross where they'd kiss his feet and his hands, you know, whatever the blood was, and then, first, they had it in front where the people would go to the, what they call this, where you took communion.
Oh, communion rail?
Communion rail. Well, the people would kneel to that rail and they'd kiss, you know. And later on, they just had it where you just kiss one place. But at first, when we were kids, they'd kiss every place that was nailed, you know. And then later on now, right now I don't think they even do it anymore.
How long did the services last during those, the times you're talking about? You say they started at 3.
Well, see, they'd have, mass in the morning.
Right.
And then after dinner, they'd start again. Well, some people could just stay. They changed off. It was all day long. And they, you could go this hour, that hour, you could go. It lasted all during the night till up to midnight. And on Saturday is when Jesus came back, and you know, they started ringing the bells, and you'd go to church, and that's when everything started to be rejoicing over it again. And they'd bring bottles and get holy water to take home to their houses. Father would bless the water, and the
in the, I always call it the vestibule. Yeah. I may be wrong.
Well, like anyway, they'd have wash tubs full of water, and he'd blast it, and you could fill your little bottle or whatever, take it home. And then Saturday till 12 o'clock, it was over.
Well, what did you do?
But you'd have Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday. That was before Easter.
Well, what did you do with this holy water that you took home? What was the purpose of taking that?
You take that home, and your family was supposed to make the cross, sign at the cross with it, and you were supposed to pray the rosary with your family at night. most of the people would kneel down and pray the rosary with their family every night. In my days.
So then Easter Sunday, was there anything special about church on Easter Sunday?
It had altar fixed for you with Easter lilies, and it, well, like people do, wear their nice good clothes to church, and they'd have a bunch of little girls dressed all in white, and they'd strew flowers, like rose petals, little wild flowers. Father would come, you know, he'd start from here, and the little girls would strew these little leaves of roses and things up to the altar.
So it was really very joyous and special.
Yes, it was a special time. Like little girls like Jennifer, you know, would have little baskets and white dresses and little flowers in there. They'd throw these petals in front.
You're talking about Jennifer Booble, your great-granddaughter,
yes,
who is 8 years old, that age.
Yes.
All right. You mentioned a little bit earlier something about that if you did not go to confession and communion at least once a year and before Easter, that you were not a Catholic. Now, you also told me a story about your Grandpa Darris being buried on the Lutheran cemetery. Would you tell that story for me?
Well, his horse fell with him and injured him, and he hadn't made his Easter duty. You're supposed to go before Easter, and if you didn't go before Easter and something happened to you, you couldn't be buried on the Catholic cemetery. They wouldn't bury you.
So,
and that's what happened to him. That's why he's buried on the Lutheran cemetery. Because he neglected to go to confession before Easter.
And the priest took it very serious.
They took it no matter who you were. If you'd done it, you just, that's why a lot of people's buried on the Lutheran cemetery.
That's the older people.
Yes, that was pretty serious, you know, and I think it was awful.
So do I.
Yeah.
Well, all right, it's in the church. Were you ever a member of any of the clubs or societies?
Well, I belonged to, first we had Mary's Children, I think they called it, when we went to school. The little, you know, the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, after you got married, you could join St. Anne's.
Mm-hmm.
And I joined St. Anne's in 1918.
My goodness!
And that's when my Grandma Fry, this one,
yes,
she put me in. She was really religious. And so she said to me, I put you in St. Anne's, and I was going to pay her for it. And she says, nah, this year I paid for you, and you stay in now. And I've been in ever since.
Well, that's just wonderful.
Oh, I got a rosary. I forgot to show it to you.
Oh.
I don't have it. Let's see, I might have it. Got that rosary for being a, they said 50 years member, but I was longer than 50 years when they gave it. I don't think I've got it right. Well, anyway, last year, on that mother-daughter's banquet, mm-hmm. they give these rosaries. And of course, should I mention the next?
Sure.
God. Otto Bentley.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Howard Gerhardt. And is August Chop. See, there were five. What are they? I don't want to repeat it. I should have.
You said, that's all right.
Laura Bentley. Carrie Schott. Howard Gerhardt. Myself. And Cecil. Miss J.
Mrs. Fred Jagger. This is beautiful. Actually, you've been in it 62 years.
Yeah.
Have you ever held any offices?
No, I never did. And for only that year when my grandma put me into it, and for only was the president.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why she wanted me to join.
I know Christmas was always special around here.
Holiday.
A good, great holiday, church holiday and everything. How did you prepare for Christmas?
When we were kids.
Right.
Well, we'd get our own Christmas trees out of the hills, and you know where they had some. And then we'd fix our own decorations. We'd fix little with popcorn strings,
mm-hmm.
and we'd put little old paper up, colored papers and big chains, and we'd decorate little cookies, animal cookies. We'd have them cookie cutters. And we'd decorate them in different colors. And we'd have our own fruit, apples, oranges, candy, bananas, cookies. We decorated with stuff like that.
Did you as a child help do this, or did your parents do it?
Well, it was allowed at first when we were small, well, the parents would do it. But then after we got bigger, we were allowed to do it, fix everything ourselves, and
mm-hmm.
even decorate cookies, and that's fun. And that Christmas tree stayed. We just kept it and could eat everything off of it.
Oh, so you ate the decorations.
Yeah, I you know.
Yeah, the rest, the cookies, yeah. Right.
And the fruit and the strings, you know, candy we mm-hmm. had. Well, it was bought candy, or I guess some of it was some. But we just kept the tree and we could take a piece off of it and eat off of it till it was empty because it was no other decorations.
That was
the popcorn. And it was fun. It was pastime.
When did you actually celebrate Christmas? Did you celebrate it on Christmas Day or
no,
Christmas?
First Christmas morning.
Christmas morning.
Uh-huh.
Did you have anything
On Christmas Eve, we decorated.
Mm-hmm.
After we was allowed to help,
mm-hmm.
we kids were decorated on Christmas Eve. And the parents would put the little presents under it after we were in bed.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know what we would get.
Mm-hmm.
And Christmas morning, after we eat breakfast, and we'd have the Christmas tree and open our gifts, and we'd have to see so we'd get ready for church.
Did you go to midnight mass, or did you attend church on Christmas Day?
I can't remember them having at time midnight mass when we decorated the trees. But later on, I got older, and we had midnight mass, and we'd go.
Well, was the tree at ever decorated way ahead of time, always done just on Christmas Eve?
We did. I don't know, maybe other people, but in our home, that was only decorated Christmas Eve. It was set up ready, and then we decorated it. Well, I guess when when the parents, before we was allowed to do that, the parents maybe decorated it earlier, But they wanted, when the parents done it, you wasn't allowed to see it till you saw the presents.
It was in a separate room?
Yeah, and you just didn't get to see nothing till they let you have the present. But after we got older, bigger, and we could decorate, say, like Kirk.
Right.
And, well, Jennifer, we could decorate it ourselves, and we'd fix all the stuff at night, like string the popcorn. I'd pop the corn and we'd string it.
That was fun.
Yeah. And then, like pecans, you had a lot of pecans, you could string pecans.
Then when they hid the tree from you, was that because Santa Claus was
supposed to come?
Okay.
When I was smaller, kind of saw that they didn't have the Santa Claus to come to every house like they do now.
Mm-hmm.
But when we got older then, they had Santa Claus to come visit.
Mm-hmm. On St. Louis Day, do you remember back when it, do you remember it ever being different than it is now? You know, like the St. Louis Society, I think is the origin of St. Louis Day. Do you remember when perhaps the festivals weren't as big as they are now?
Oh, yeah. It was small at first. See, because in days people didn't get around like they do now. They had to come with horse and buggy. It wasn't like coming with a car.
Did they?
And they didn't have that big a crowds. But it was always nice. It was like a family picnic.
Did they sell the food all the time?
Uh-huh.
Well, where did the food come from?
Well, I don't know, just in the beginning, how that was done. Each one brought something, or I can't remember them having barbecue. I was smaller, but then after I got bigger,
mm-hmm.
where I could kind of get around by myself. Well, then they'd have barbecue, and we'd help, and each family would bring stuff. But they never had the crowds like we have now.
Well, what?
And they didn't fix them quilts and things either.
Was there bingo?
No.
Nothing, no kind of games like that. What day of the week was it held on? Was it always on a Sunday?
Always on a Sunday. But I'm just thinking how old I would have been when that started, when they had, and they had, where they gave the quills and things. Mm-hmm. I can't remember just what year that started.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Maybe Tilly Noonan maybe can tell you about that.
Okay. Did you ever have any visitors come and stay with you? I suppose after you were married, that came and stayed with you just to attend the celebration?
We used to have folks, relatives, you know, they'd come and stay.
Mm-hmm.
Say they'd come on Saturday evening and stay till Sunday evening.
Do you ever...
But that time, they danced a lot and stuff, see? The old timers would go and dance, and wasn't so much of the food as the party life.
All right, well, what time, how did this day start? I mean, what I'm talking about, the events on that day. What was first and then what happened? That day?
They had church like we do now. And after church, they'd go up to this garden. I think that time it was Warnett's garden yet. And they'd just get together and have dances and fun and like picnic-like.
Mm-hmm.
It was more family-like. You know, not so many strange people.
It was like people that had moved away and came back and met once a year.
And like your kin folks, or say maybe some of your friends from Vihandes, Honda, San Antonio, La Costa, you know, different places, Remedina, they'd get together and have like fun mm-hmm. with each other and have dancing and stuff.
Did they have a dance then at night also?
I don't think it run into nights then yet.
It was just
at dawn.
As you remember it, a daytime celebration. Okay. Did you ever go, now this, we can go into later years besides when you were a child, as an adult.
Yeah.
What do you remember about horse races around here? Did they have horse races around here?
The only ones that I remember was up there at Louis Verne's place and at Cora's place. And it's the only ones I can remember.
That's on this Rio Medina uh-huh. Road.
And the others was always in San Antonio.
All right. What about rodeos?
I think the cowboys, just the home cowboys, had them rodeos in any kind of field, you know, they'd get together on Sundays and have a little roping contest, just neighbors and friends, you know, together.
Mm-hmm.
They'd bring their own calves or goats, whatever they had. And I think that's
so
about all we had around here.
Would they perhaps put up prize money of their own?
They had prize money, little pockets of, you know, like a first, second, and so on.
But they
and maybe sometimes they bet on the side, I don't know, but I guess they did, you know.
So, in other words, as far as you can remember then, there wasn't any big rodeos like there are now.
Not around here.
It would just be the cowboys getting together.
The biggest rodeo stuff, I guess, was all toward San Antonio.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Tell me what happened on St. Nicholas Day.
Well, on St. Nick, that's...
Tell me of what you, tell me about St. Nicholas Day.
Well, St. Nick's on the 6th of December, and that's when you hang up, your children hang up their stockings, and we hang them up and have lots of fun, because you get all kinds of homemade stuff. They have homemade candy, cookies, apples, and fruit stuff, little toys. Later on, they got little toys, and they still hang up their stockings.
Where did you hang your stockings?
At the fireplace, and people that didn't have a fireplace, they'd hang them on chairs, hang them up, or on somewhere where they'd hang so they could fill them up. We'd hang the biggest stocking up in the house, you know, like and big mother's stockings. We'd take them big ones, so we'd get a lot of stuff.
Why do you think there was a St. Nicholas Day celebration? Did anybody ever tell you why, if there was such a thing?
Nobody ever told me, but I think, don't you think it was a religious, thing to St. Nick?
Yes, I think that's probably what it was.
Going back to the holidays like Christmas and stuff, St. Nick.
And this was a celebration.
And the children just waited for that day to come. That's when they had lots of fun.
And what time of the day did you hang your stocking up?
At night when we'd go to bed, and then the next morning it would be filled up. And then the parents would say, well, and they came by.
Did you ever worry about maybe he wouldn't come by?
Well, when parents would say, y'all were mean, you're not going to get anything, y'all didn't behave. Well, then we'd worry about it, and we'd try to be real good for them days when it got close to them days.
What kind of transportation did you have when you were a young girl?
Well, we just had horse and buggy. First, we just had what they called the hack, and they'd hitch two horses to it, or mules, and then later on, we had a buggy who just used one horse.
What does a hack look like? Is that like
it's
a wagon? Or
like a covered wagon, just fixed the same way, but...
Not as big?
Not quite as big. But it had these covers on it. Usually in my days, when later than it, they had it in black. The hack was like a wagon bed, you know,
uh-huh.
And with them hoops, and it had them black covering up. And that way you'd go anywhere. They'd haul you to San Antonio or wherever you'd want to go.
How long did it take you to go to San Antonio?
I can't even remember that. And I guess a few hours,
yeah.
Because it was 28, huh, from Castro.
About 25 miles.
Yeah.
It's close enough. Then when did you get an automobile?
I think Mr. Burr, Louis Burr, was the first person in Castro that ever had an automobile that I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you used the horse and buggy
let's see, in 1910, most of the people used horse and buggy yet. Maybe it was in 12 when they started getting cars.
So as far as you're concerned, you used horse and buggy or the wagon or whatever for a long time.
For a long time.
Were there any kind of special foods that your family ate or liked or cooked?
Yeah, we had a lot of different things and German names, like we'd call it Knapfles, you know, that was Alsatian. It was like we have the dumplings now.
Made out of a noodle?
Made out of flour and eggs. And a little bit of bacon powder and salt. And not too thin. Work it up with a little water or milk. And then drop it into just thin little slices into hot water, boiling water. And take them out. Eat them with meat or fruit, like prunes or something. And there's all kinds of good things they fixed. Pancakes, homemade, cornbread, different kinds of cheeses, cottage cheese you'd make at home.
Were there any special foods that you can remember, meats or anything, through the butchering of the hog that you remember?
Oh, yes, like blood sausage, liver sausage, pork sausage, and a little pork cocks, and head cheese. I guess in German you call that all in different names, like gallery.